this is. The Red Hood in the Batcave with a lead pipe. A DCU Batman Comics verse fanfic written by Hin Raven and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for Bat Family, board games, references to Clue, humor. Summary. It's the ultimate test for a family of detectives. A game of Clue. It's a rainy night in Gotham, and chaos is about to unfold. Author's Nuts. For Anon, who asked me to write, Steph cajoles everyone into a game of Clue, and the whole ordeal was worse than the time they played Monopoly. Game 4. I don't trust you, Duke said, staring directly into Jason's eyes. You shouldn't, Jason smirked. You know, you don't have to roleplay this stuff, Steph said, scribbling in her own notebook. But consider, it's way more fun that way, Duke said. It was your idea to have Alfred take us all out of the room one at a time and tell you if you're the killer or not, Tim pointed out. Tim hadn't wanted to play, being that he was this close to finishing his current run on Underworld on his Switch, and so he had been draped in a black blanket and declared to be the murder victim. Shh! Cass hushed him, squinting suspiciously at Damien. Corpses don't talk. Two hours ago. What exactly are we supposed to do? Steph groaned, resting her head down on the table. It was a truly unfortunate set of circumstances that had led to this situation. All of them except Bruce, who was in space at the time, and Babs, who had been in the clock tower, were currently trapped in the manor. A massive storm had wiped out the power not only of the manor, but most of Gotham, only a week after the non-Batcave generator had been destroyed during Damian's playdate with Chris and John Kent by a wayward manifestation of laser vision on John's part during a game of hide-and-seek. The new one had yet to be delivered. On top of that, the Batcave itself was flooded due to the storm. After they'd all spent an exhausting few hours ensuring that nothing important was destroyed, they'd all trudged upstairs to drink tea, take showers in the dark, and curl up in front of the fire that Alfred had started. Read, Jason said, turning a page of his book. The manor, as it turned out, had a huge supply of battery-powered lanterns, candles, and flashlights, so the kitchen was still well-lit and warm, heated by the wood-fire stove that Alfred was using to boil water for tea. My Switch still has battery life, I'm fine, Tim replied with a shrug. We could train, Cass offered. There's always cold cases to work on, Dick said, as if he wasn't currently juggling apples while sitting on the counter. There's always the board games closet, Alfred suggested politely, looking pointedly at Dick. We have a board games closet? Duke asked, interested despite himself. Game 3. It was the spoiler in the library with the baseball bat, Damian declared, pointing accusingly at Steph. I'm not a character in this game, Steph said, bemused. I'm playing, she squinted at her character. Ms. Scarlet? Okay, that's bullshit, Jason said, having finally put down his book. I'm the red one, obviously. You're the purple one. Cass took the purple one. Cass smirked. Yeah, because she's a shit, Jason argued. Cass, give the lady her color. Duke took my color, Cass stuck out her tongue. "Yellow's me," Duke defended, clinging his golden pawn against his chest. "It's not my fault that the set doesn't have a black figure." "We've only got a billion chessets in this house. Steal a black pawn from one of those," Jason said. "I'll be red. Dick, get over here. You're blue, obviously." "I thought board games were a waste of time, and after the Monopoly incident, you were never playing board games with Cass again." "That's because exposing Cass to capitalism is a horrible idea, and I stand by it," Jason said. "But we already threaten each other with violence and detective skills on a regular basis. There's nothing new here."
I don't know this one," Cass said. Damien had settled down with a chessboard and was convincing Duke to play him, unaware that Duke was a chess champion and was, in fact, hustling him. Jason, after having stolen the Monopoly board and locking it in Bruce's safe, he had changed the combination earlier in the night on the grounds of boredom, glanced up from his book for a moment to ensure that they hadn't found another version of Monopoly. The Titans had made a game a few years ago of gifting Dick with increasingly niche versions of the game. And even though Jason had grabbed the Wonderopoly, Donna, Superopoly, May, Flashopoly, Wally, Aeroopoly, Roy, and Aquaopoly, Garth, versions, as well as Horseopoly, Gar, Circusopoly, Corey, Baconopoly, Vic, and Birdopoly, Joey, he was wary of other versions having escaped his frantic search to prevent further property damage.
"Oh, Clue? I haven't played it either," Steph said, squinting. "Felt weird, you know? Clue Master?"
"New to both of us means we can learn together," Cash shrugged. "Want to try?"
"Yeah, sure," Steph said.
Game 5.
"Damien is acting incredibly suspicious," Jason said. "Okay, this isn't Among Us," Steph pointed at him. "You can't just accuse Damien of killing Tim."
"He might have done it," Tim called from the floor.
"You don't know."
Duke threw another blanket on top of Tim.
"Alfred said we can't play that anymore," Cass said wistfully.
"What did you do?" Steph demanded, horrified in that vaguely odd way that she usually felt when she learned a Wayne sibling shenanigan that she hadn't instigated, caused, or been present for.
"Tim planted cameras. Real cameras," Dick said.
"I'm competitive."
Damien took a turn to throw yet another blanket over Tim. Tim was rapidly gaining the appearance of a large lump.
"This isn't just detective work. It's deductive reasoning."
"Yes, but consider. Damien has bad vibes."
"Damien, don't!"
"Yeah, okay, he had it coming," Dick sighed.
"We don't need the cards," Dick said, leaning forward. "We're detectives. We can keep this all in our heads."
"That's a bold way to handle that we're out of the sheets of paper," Jason snickered.
"Are you saying you can't, Miss Scarlet?" "Oh, you're on, Mrs. Peacock."
Game 10.
"Cass!" Steph cried out. "How could you?"
Cass snatched up the candlestick, which Alfred had obligingly provided last game when they had all started hankering props to assist with dramatics, and held it aloft.
"I am the darkness. I am the night. I am the killer."
A thunderclap sounded just as she finished her speech, giving her an appropriately dramatic flourish. They all applauded. Bruce sighed, staring at the waterlogged cave with a sense of despair. The pumps were working, but slowly. Someone, probably the kids and Alfred, had managed to move most things up onto the raised platform that the computer was on, and covered what they couldn't with tarps as much as possible. But it was still going to be days before everything was dry again. He grappled onto the platform rather than wade through it, and went upstairs without changing, although he removed his cape and boots to stop himself from dripping over Alfred's carpet. He wasn't in the mood to shower and change in the cave, and considering that most of the county was stranded at home, he felt reasonably confident that no one would be home except the kids, and maybe Steph or Harper if they'd been over when things went down. The sound of shouting drew his attention, and he headed in the direction of the noise, which he realized quickly came from the parlor that his mother had always preferred for its comfortable seats and large fireplace, and that Dick had favored for the same reason. "It was the Red Hood in the library with a lead pipe! He killed Drake!" Damien shouted, standing on one of the chairs, before diving behind Dick as Jason jumped to his feet and shouted, "It was a setup, I tell you! I'm being framed!" Tim, who was very much alive and stretched out in front of the fireplace like a cat in a sunbeam, gave a thumbs up. "Jason killed me," he announced. "Get the murderer!" Steph shouted, grabbing a length of rope. "This is stereotyping," Jason protested. "The corpse can't talk." "But the butler can," Cass pointed dramatically. "Alfred?"
"I'm afraid, Master Jason," Alfred said from his favorite armchair with a small private smile on his face, "that I did in fact witness you murder Master Timothy in the exact manner that Damien just described."
"Jason, how could you?" Dick demanded, equally as hammy as his siblings.
"Not so fast," Jason said, leaning backwards. "You might have found me out, but have you considered that there's a secret agent among us?" Cass gasped. "Tim Curry!"
"You can't bring the movie into this,"
Dick protested. "Besides, Tim Curry is only the agent in one of the versions."
"Easy to say, secret agent man."
"Hey!" Dick gasped. Duke reached forward and pulled something out of the pocket of Dick's Hudson University hoodie.
"Then what's this?"
A large piece of paper with the word SPY on it rested in Duke's hand.
"Duke? You're in on this too?"
Dick gasped.
"Betrayal from all sides!"
"Get them both," Steph called.
"It's Duke, I tell you," Dick said. "He's conspiring with Jason."
"How far exactly have you all drifted from the game?" Bruce found himself asking, unable to stay silent for longer.
"At this point, it's kind of Calvin Ball," Steph admitted, "but I'm like 90% sure Duke isn't framing Dick this time."
"Of course I'm not,"
Duke protested, looking a little too smug.
"I wouldn't do it more than twice."
"I had amnesia," Dick hissed. "It was not my fault."
"But consider," Cass said, smirking. "It's funny." Bruce couldn't help it and started chuckling. "Maybe we should find a new game," he asked. "The one where Tim can play."
"And you?"
Damien asked.
"And me,"
Bruce agreed easily.
"Alfred?"
"I am more than happy observing, Master Bruce," Alfred said.
"Eight players, huh?" Steph said. "Quick, Robin, to the board games closet!"
Bruce went to go shower, leaving his children to argue about the merits of various games until he would return. The end.
Arthur's notes. Me, squishing the Rick and the spiral arcs of Dick's life together. It just is easier. To send me a prompt, leave feedback, or just see what else I'm up to, you can find me at Secretly Stephanie Brown on Tumblr. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as a treat for Summer Podfic Swap 2024 for K-Burb, who likes the Bat-Fam and also family shenanigans, and I thought this was right up your alley. On a technical note, this podfic was recorded on a new headset mic, the Logitech H390. I'm not sure if I love it or if I'm just like, okay, it's good to have a backup, but it was a very rough day at work, and I went on a walk to Target on my lunch break, and, well, Target did not fix me, but this was on the clearance aisle, so we're testing it out and seeing how it sounds. The Bat Fam also did not fix me, but they gave me great joy. So thank you to Hinraven for having blanket permission to Pomfic and for writing the shenanigans of detectives playing a detective game that I needed in my life. Please imagine the many and various ways that not only props from Wayne Manor, but also potentially costumes and the ability for all of these terrifying children to go deep undercover method acting would play out in the scenario of Clue. Because it's amazing, and I hope it makes you smile. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this. Have a nice day.